Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Miss Louisiana, Julia Claire Williams. Welcome. Thanks for being with us today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, we appreciate you coming over. And for the folks that don't know, we just recently wrapped up the Miss Louisiana competition on June 19th. And it's been sort of a crazy year, hasn't it, Julia? I guess we had a year off there, and the pandemic really has got some things sort of messed up. But now we're getting back on track.
We are. It's so nice to feel a sense of normalcy and to have gotten back together at Miss Louisiana this year with all the board and production members, and having everybody together was extremely nice.
The competition was held at the Monroe Civic Center. You were the winner this year. You were Miss Heart of Pilot before that. Tell me a little bit about that experience.
I was. So it was a wonderful experience. I was actually crowned Miss Heart of Pilot in January of 2020, and I was initially supposed to compete in Miss Louisiana in June of last year. But I love my Pilot Club ladies, and I love what the Pilot Club represents and the education that they provide and resources that they provide to members of the community who have suffered from traumatic brain injury. So it was a wonderful experience and an honor to have held that local title prior to being crowned Miss Louisiana.
Now, I understand you recently graduated college from here at ULM.
I sure did, in December of 2020. Definitely wasn't your traditional graduation, but certainly grateful to be finished with my undergraduate studies. I graduated with a major in biology with pre-medicine concentration and a minor in chemistry.
Will take a year off and continue your education. You take a year off for Miss Louisiana because that's a full-time job.
It absolutely is. I certainly hit the ground running after being crowned on June 19th, and I've had a few days of downtime to spend time with family and friends and breathe a little bit, but I knew what I signed up for whenever I chose to compete for Miss Louisiana, so it's been really exciting so far.
You are from the Kinder area, but came to ULM to go to school. What's next for you after Miss Louisiana?
Well, I'm actually preparing to sit for my MCAT exam on August 13th, and I'm currently going through the medical school application process, so I hope to be accepted this year and start medical school next year after giving up Miss Louisiana.
And the scholarship money probably definitely will help. What kind of, I often wonder this, what kind of prizes do you win being Miss Louisiana?
Oh my gosh, I feel like the list is endless. I was awarded $12,500 in scholarships, and that will be certainly instrumental in paying for medical school if I am accepted. And not only that, but we have so many sponsors. I'm very much looking forward to traveling and experiencing some fun events with Louisiana Propane Dealers, working close with Vantage Health Plan. I went with Miss Lynn yesterday and met several of our sponsors around the local Monroe area, and it's absolutely incredible, and it's a life-changing opportunity.
And one of the big ones, you thought you were done with ULM, but you get to come live on the ULM's campus in an apartment.
Yes, absolutely. It's kind of like deja vu. I lived in Bayou Village Apartments whenever I was attending ULM and in college as well, so now I'm kind of right back where I started, and it's nice. It's like a home away from home.
Let's talk a little bit about Miss America. First, you have a new location this year. Where's Miss America being held?
Yes, so as far as I know, it's being held in Connecticut, so that's exciting. I've never been to Connecticut before. I grew up going to New York for dance whenever I was younger, but I'm really looking forward to Connecticut, and I think new experiences are always cool. Change is good, so I'm looking forward to it.
I tried to write down the word Connecticut this morning, and I think it's the first time I ever wrote the word down.
Yeah, it's a little odd. You got to throw that extra C in there, the silent C, like Connecticut.
So how do you get ready for Miss America? What do you do? Because it's different now. The pageant world changed, and it became not a pageant, like a, you know, there's not physical fitness and all of that anymore. You're not wearing a swimsuit on a beach
right.
in Atlantic City.
Right.
What are the differences now that have been occurring the last couple of years within the Miss Louisiana and the Miss America organization?
Well, they made a shift to Miss America 2.0, and their message now really speaks about preparing great women for the world and preparing the world for great women. And through that, they've shifted to calling it a competition rather than a beauty pageant, and more so a scholarship competition. And I think it's really important, again, as somebody who plans to attend medical school, because these scholarships have been absolutely life-changing for me, and I'm sure that, you know, every other candidate down to every last local across the country can attest to that as well. So really focusing on the scholarship competition, it's a really three-dimensional thing, you know, where you can be smart and intelligent and beautiful, but it's really highlighting our intelligence and our ability to change the world.
For the people that that have never been involved in one of these, there's lots of different areas that that are counted. One of the big ones is interview. And
yes.
I've been in the interview room, and I've actually been the guy asking the questions in the interview room from time to time. What are some of the things they ask you in that room?
Honestly, just really, my interview at Miss Louisiana was a whole lot about me and what I hope to achieve as Miss Louisiana and what my year of service looked like, or I hoped that it would look like if chosen for Miss Louisiana. So it was really nice to be able to just talk about myself and be confident in doing that.
Let's talk about your year of service. You have a platform called Find Your Freddy. What does that mean?
Well, Freddie was my second grade classmate and friend who was disabled and disadvantaged. And so I transformed his name into an acronym meaning Fostering Rewarding Engagements with Disabled and Disadvantaged Youth. And so it's about, you know, certainly encouraging people to continue with their monetary donations to programs such as Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, but really encouraging them to get out into the community and give of their hands-on support as well.
For folks to find out more about you, your platform, your journey to Miss America, is there somewhere on the internet we can follow?
Well, Miss Louisiana has a website, www.misslouisiana.com, and then I also have my social media platforms. I can be found on Facebook at Miss Louisiana 2021 and also on Instagram as Miss America LA.
That's Julia Claire Williams, Miss Louisiana 2021. Follow her on her quest for Miss America. Julia, good luck, and we'll see you again real soon.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Lanyap. To find out more about this and other Lanyaps, visit our website, kedm.org. This is 90.3 KEDM Monroe.